immersion that we're going to have in a couple of weeks, because I want you guys to know what it is that we're going to be going through, what it is that you could be going through. So in just two more weeks, we'll hopefully be having our picnic as part of our Shavuot celebration. It'll be a time as a congregation family, we get together, we fellowship together, we eat together, and we witness some of our family going through the waters of immersion. Now, the word miknik means gathering of water. The word actually refers to the body of water itself. But over time, the word mikvah is commonly used now as the actual service of going through the waters, the ceremony itself. Now, according to the website My Jewish Learning, a mikvah is used for conversions. So if you're joining the Jewish faith, they would use it. And for women getting married or observing their nida, right, their period time coming to an end. And over the years, the symbolism of the waters has inspired various mikvah practices. So in the Hasidim community, many men immerse themselves every Friday before Shabbat. In some Jewish communities, it's also customary to immerse before Yom Kippur, and for grooms to immerse themselves before weddings, just like for the brides. And even today, some of the other customs for Jewish people include going through the mikvah to notate milestones in their life, such as graduations, bar and bat mitzvahs, important birthdays, and to signify new starts after getting through some pain or loss. So, for example, immersions can mark the completion of the year of mourning after the loss of a loved one, or recovery from divorce, or rape, or abuse, you know, anything that inflicts that pain, or even overcoming life-threatening illnesses. Today, when people think about immersion, or as the church world calls it, baptism, they think it's a church world thing. Something that started with perhaps John the Baptist, that he was a baptizer, right? Wasn't that what it means? Or as we call him, John the Immerser, that it was used, that it's something that started by them just to clean themselves up from their sins. But actually, it has a very solid footing in the Old Covenant. One we see in Exodus 30, for example. Exodus 30, starting in verse 19, Aaron and his sons are to wash their hands and their feet. Whenever they go into the tent of meeting or come near to the altar to minister, to present an offering made by fire in smoke to Adonai, they are to wash with water so that they do not die. They are to wash their hands and their feet so that they do not die. It is to be an eternal statute for them, to him and to his offspring throughout their generations. So we see that in the Old Covenant, the priests of the Lord were required to bathe to be ritually cleansed. It says hands and feet, but traditionally it's the whole body. Now, we know the idea of being clean or unclean in Scripture did not have to do with anything about being dirty or even actually about being sinful, but was concerned about being ready for the service of Adonai, being ritually prepared spiritually, not really outwardly, but inwardly. We also know that the Israelites were required to bathe with water as a way of being ritually cleansed, as well as we saw in the Torah portion, Emor, just last week. We saw that immersion was used for cleansing of things like the emission of bodily fluids and skin ailments, as well as for the priests being cleansed before going into the temple, or after contact with either a deceased or even just walking over a grave. Now, Jewish tradition and instructions in Scripture were all about the inside of a person, the spiritual preparation. In the Talmud, Maimonides said, uncleanliness is not mud or filth which water can remove, but it's a matter of scriptural decree and dependent on the intent of the heart. Maimonides is saying that it's about your heart attitude. This compares closely to 1 Peter 3, where Peter says this, where he also points out about the heart attitude and not outward bodies being cleansed when he speaks about going through the water. Listen to how Peter speaks about Noah's time and Noah's family during that time of the flood. 1 Peter 3:20. Long ago they disobeyed while God was waiting patiently in the days of Noah as the ark was being built. In that ark, a few, that is 8 souls, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that, immersion now brings you to safety, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but a pledge to God of a good conscience through the resurrection of Messiah Yeshua. Peter, when speaking about the flood in Genesis, in the NI version it says, and a lot of other versions as well, it says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. Now, many people read this, and they mistakenly think that going through the waters of immersion, or the mikvah, is salvation, is what brings salvation, that it saves them. As we go through the mikvah, we're not going through the waters as a way to cleanse our bodies, and not even as a way of cleansing our spirit to salvation, because that was already done when we accepted Messiah Yeshua as our personal Savior. It's actually a pledge to Adonai to act with a good conscience towards Him, towards Adonai. So immersion into water is not an act that brings salvation, nor is it an initiation into a belief or even the congregation. It is an outward sign of an inward change in the person being immersed. It's not even a change that just happened or is going to happen as they go through the waters, but it's already happened in them. Shaul, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 that the Israelites went through an immersion as they went through the Red Sea. 1 Corinthians 10:1, starting there, says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. They all were immersed into Moses in the cloud and the sea. As they left Egypt, which represents sin, they came out as of a sinful nation as slaves to become a nation that no longer was enslaved and became free and cleansed people that belonged to God. The actual salvation occurred when they left Egypt. And you could even say it happened before that when they applied the blood on the doorpost and lintel during Passover. The walking it out was them walking out of Egypt. And the outward expression of faith was them walking in faith through the river on dry ground. For us, going through the water is a public proclamation of our rejection of sin in our life, our repentance for sin, and the acceptance or reaffirmation of Yeshua as our personal Messiah. It could also be just that recognition of Him, Yeshua, in our life as we go into a new phase of our life. In the New Covenant Scriptures, one of the first calls to be immersed was by Peter in Acts 2. After the Ruach came on many, this is what we read, Acts 2:38, starting there. Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you be immersed in the name of Messiah Yeshua for the removal of your sins, for you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far away, as many as Adonai our God calls to himself." Now Peter says, repent and be immersed for the removal of sin. But the immersion was not for the removal of sin, but because of the salvation message he just gave, there were a lot of unbelievers there in Acts 2. That's who he was talking about. To unbelievers who did not accept Messiah Yeshua yet, they were doing the two things at once. They were accepting Messiah Yeshua and being immersed at once. That's why he joins these two ideas. But for us, these two things are not necessarily joined together. One has already happened. The other is just an outward sign. Another good example of what immersion means to believers is found in Matthew 3. This is where Yeshua comes to Yochanan or John to be immersed. Listen to what happens. Here's the narrative, Matthew 3:13. "Then Yeshua came from the Galilee to John to be immersed by him in the Jordan. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I need to be immersed by you, and you're coming to me?'" You coming to me? Sorry. "But Yeshua responded, 'Let it happen now, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' So John yielded to him. After being immersed, Yeshua rose up out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Ruach HaKodesh descending like a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" Yeshua was and is always accepted by Adonai. But his immersion was an outward sign for those who were there and to us today as well. For those who read it, it's an outward sign. The only purpose of Yeshua being immersed was so that you and I would read of it and learn from it. For Yeshua, the Messiah, immersion was not a symbol to death. It was not a symbol of death to sin, as there was no sin on him. And the fact is, he would die an actual physical death to sin, our sin, on the stake. But for us, it's a symbol of death to sin, because we are in sin. Our death to sin is represented by going under the water. Rising up again out of the water represents our resurrection of a new spiritual body that's free from sin. Within us, sin unfortunately still happens in our physical bodies, but it's no longer master over us as it was before. By Yeshua's death and resurrection, we now have the power to resist sin and to overcome it so that it can no longer ruin our lives. now and for eternity. Sin can and will still happen, but not as often, prayerfully, and without the eternal consequences that it once had over us. This is what Rav Shaul says in Romans 6. Starting in 6:3 through 7, then I'm going to skip down to verse 11. Or do you not know that all of us who were immersed into Messiah Yeshua were immersed into his death? Therefore, we are buried together with him through immersion into death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become joined together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also will be joined together in his resurrection. Knowing our old man was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be done away with, so we no longer serve sin. For he who has died is set free from sin. So also continually count yourself both dead to sin and alive to God in Messiah Yeshua. Amen and amen. Our death to sin is represented by going under the water. Rising up out of the water represents our resurrection, the changed spiritual body that we are, free from sin, free from the eternal damnation, of the eternal punishment that sin calls for. But we're released from that. So in 2 weeks, some of us will choose to go through the waters of immersion, perhaps for the first time, perhaps for the first time with Karen Orr, or maybe even for the umpteenth time as a symbol of coming out of one season of your life into another. Now, maybe you're leaving behind something that was very painful. Maybe it's just time to leave one season and go into another. Maybe that was a good season for you, but praise God, he's got another better season for you to come. Only you'll know if this is the year that you should go through the waters. If it is, then amen, as a family will be there to witness and celebrate it together. It is the same life-giving power of God that raised Yeshua from the grave that saves us from the sin, and one day will raise us spiritually and in bodily form, I believe, to him. Now, this week was the message is all about immersion in water. Next week, I'm going to be speaking about the immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh, another immersion, another way of being seen, another way of seeing Messiah Yeshua within it, and the Ruach HaKodesh as it comes to us and it fills our heart. So, look forward to that. Look forward to the power that comes with the immersion through water. Look forward to the power that comes through the immersion of the Ruach HaKodesh into us when we do go through, first of all, that salvation of experience of accepting Messiah Yeshua as our personal Savior, as well as those times in our life that we'll go through the waters as a symbol of being dying to him and then being raised again. So that's next week. We'll go through the Ruach HaKodesh, who he is, what he's done. And then in 2 weeks, we'll actually have an opportunity to go through the waters. That's the plan. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you live. Abba, Father, that you live. We thank you that you sent your son Yeshua to die for our sins, to pay the price, the penalty for the times that we have not lived as you wanted us, as you called us to live. We understand that our flesh is just that, just flesh. And though we try to control it, we try to keep it from sin, we know there will be times that we sin. But you rose Yeshua from the grave. And just as you use that same power to raise Messiah Yeshua from the grave, so you will raise our spirits as well, our spiritual life. So it will be that you forgive our sin because it's been paid for by the death of Messiah Yeshua. So we'll be able to look upon him for our salvation over and over again. So we'll be able to go through the waters, for some of us for the first time, for some of us over and over again, secure in the knowledge that as we go under, we're putting to death that spiritual heaviness and sin that maybe we've carried around that we shouldn't be because he had already died for us. But we will rise up out of the water spiritually free. We will rise up out of the water proclaiming that Messiah Yeshua is the first fruits. Messiah Yeshua lives on. That Messiah Yeshua died for us but lives for us so that we may join with him someday. To praise him and glorify and lift up our voices and our hands in his actual presence. What a great day that will be. Ruach, we look forward to that day, but we ask for salvation before that day for our lost loved ones, for the lost neighbors that we have, even for the lost enemies that we have. Ruach HaKodesh, we ask that you bring salvation to the world. Regardless, you know what? Regardless of what we think of the people who need that salvation, maybe there are people who have hurt us in the past. Maybe there are people who are still doing war against our bodies, even against our spirit. We know there's a very small population of people who won't be, who you do not want saved. That is Satan and the minion of the angels that were thrown out of heaven. But all else you want saved. Regardless of what we think of them. So here's what I'm asking. Not that you change your mind about them. You change our mind about them. Change our hearts about them. Line us up with your word. Ruach HaKodesh, help us to stop trying to pull you into alignment with us. Let us hold our hands up as you pull us into alignment with you. Ruach, if there are any who are listening today who do not know you as their personal Savior, Ruach, I ask that you move upon their heart. If you're listening today and you've never called Yeshua your personal Savior, here's what I call you to do. Lift up your hands. Surrender to him. And just say a very simple prayer. Messiah Yeshua, I have sinned in my life. I have turned my back on you. I have walked in the way that's not your way, but of my own. I repent. I accept the blood of Yeshua for my cleansing. And I ask you into my life and into my heart. Help me, save me, cleanse me. Amen and amen. And that's all it takes. And then what does it take after that? It takes reading his word. So if you don't have a scriptures, if you don't have a Bible, they're very readily available. You know that because you've seen them before, I bet. You've seen them online. You've seen them in the bookstore. Now is the time to take the step to get that scripture. And if you can't afford that scripture, walk into a congregational building or reach out to me. Someone's going to get you a scripture. Start reading it on a regular basis and start trusting it on a regular basis. And you will see your life changed. You will see strongholds broken over your life, whether it be drinking, drugs, pornography, anger, regardless what it is, you will see chains broken and salvation, freedom for your life. And everyone says, amen and amen.